Welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Monday of the 11th week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Father Jerry Stuckey. Father Jerry works in Justice and Peace Ministry in the Archdiocese of St. Louis, Missouri. His preaching today is entitled, Try to Get Over It.
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, offer no resistance to one who is evil. When someone strikes you on your right cheek, turn the other one to him as well. If anyone wants to go to law with you over your tunic, hand him your cloak as well. Should anyone press you into service for 1 mile, go with him for 2 miles. Give to the one who asks of you, and do not turn your back on one who wants to borrow." The Gospel of the Lord. Several years ago, in a roundabout way, I became friends with a Dominican sister who suffered from severe post-traumatic stress disorder, which we often call PTSD. Her traumas began with torture as a child, rape, imprisonment, life on the streets, until one day she was taken in by the Dominican Sisters of Bethany, a great group of sisters. As our friendship grew, I tried to understand her PTSD, which I did not know much about, and what would be the things that set her off, like flashbacks or re-traumatizing her over and over again throughout her life, avoiding more suicide attempts. Self-harm. Well, one day she gave me a book that she had been reading with her therapist to help me understand her own condition, titled, I Can't Get Over It, A Handbook for Trauma Survivors. It's by Dr. Aphrodite Matsakis. The healing process of PTSD may be an ongoing lifelong process, especially if it's severe traumas. This caused me to wonder about Jesus' love commandment, his extreme forgiveness, his radical rejection of eye for an eye by going the extra mile. And that is what we just heard in today's gospel from Matthew's Sermon on the Mount. Jesus' teaching to his disciples is to offer no resistance. Offer your other cheek. When they sue you for possessions, give them even more. When they force you to serve them like slaves, do double time. If anybody asks to borrow something, just do it. Well, this sort of teaching makes many disciples like me and others say, oh, come on now, Jesus, you've got to be kidding. It's very radical. It's very hard. Well, if anyone thinks that being a Christian, a good follower of Jesus, is easy as pie or a piece of cake, they are not getting the whole message of Jesus. There may be light Coca-Cola, but there certainly should be no light Christians. Jesus frequently tells us how difficult it is to drink from the cup that he drinks from, to be willing to take up a heavy cross if we want to follow him. Unfortunately, the history of Christianity, especially in Western civilization, where most of us probably live who are hearing this, it's fraught with an abandonment of those radical teachings of Jesus. We've not always met up to par with what he teaches us today. We have permitted vengeance in our court sentences. taking a life for a life, rather than offering mercy, forgiveness, restoration. We have blessed and justified wars by so-called Christian nations. Resentments, grudges, unforgiveness runs through our veins, even as Christians, runs through our families. The poor, they do ask, but are too frequently denied. Even in Christian nations, in Christian communities, in parishes. Most of us have also experienced trauma in some ways, according to Dr. Matsakis. Whether it's from violent crimes, natural disasters like hurricanes, tornadoes, from abuses in families, relationships, traumas from vehicular accidents, human rights denied to us at work, we find ourselves admitting, I can't get over it. Or can we? Can love conquer all? Can we love even an enemy? Not as doormats, but as true disciples who choose to not return evil for evil. Being authentic disciples is not for cowards and the fearful. So let's be careful not to drink so much of the popular cup of vengeance, litigious justice, angry, selfish culture in which we swim and we are urged to foment. Rather, let us drink from the cup of sincerity and truth, love and mercy and forgiveness, which is taught by our very challenging teacher from Nazareth, Jesus the Christ.